All right, time for another stop on our world tour of dumplings this week. Today, NPR's Emily Harris takes us to Jerusalem for a food that has perhaps as many variations as there are cultures in that city. Some call it kube. In Egypt, you might hear kobeba. Others say kibbeh. My wife's Lebanese family prefers a version of this that is raw lamb, and I can tell you it is delicious. But often kube is in the form of a meat dumpling, which in the region Emily Harris covers is just as popular as hummus.
One popular version of kube is meat wrapped in bulgur, then deep fried. Dip one in tahini for a crunchy snack. But at the Tayamim, or Tastes, cooking camp in Jerusalem, Chef Udi Shlomi prefers to teach kids how to make kube hamusta.
Hamusta, it means chamutz. Chamutz, it means vinegary, like lemony, very lemony kind of a taste. And the hamusta, it's one of the famous kube that came from Kurdistan.
In his recipe, the dumplings are made of semolina plus a little bulgur. The filling is seasoned ground beef. The kube are cooked in a sour soup. Shlomi gets the kids' attention and assigns dishes for the day. 13-year-old Aviv Raz is thrilled to make kube.
My grandpa make kube every Friday. And all the family come and eat kube. All the cousins, it's great.
Kube is one of those dishes, like hummus, well-loved with local varieties from Iraq to Egypt. To start making kube, the kids sharpen big knives. They chop onions for the meat. Garlic and celery, too.
Now we cook the meat.
Aviv and her friends set the beef to brown in a heavy skillet. Then they chop more celery, chard, and zucchini for the soup. While the soup steams and the meat browns, they mix the dough for the dumplings. This is the hardest part to get right because of the semolina, coarsely ground from hard durum wheat. Chef Shlomi.
The semolina, it reacts differently from wheat flour or from a rice flour. That's why it's more like thick than the dumplings, the Asian dumpling that we know. It's soft, but you want to feel it, you know, the textures in your mouth.
He shows the kids how to first oil their fingers, then roll a bit of dough into a ball, flatten it, put a little meat in the middle, then pinch it shut. Aviv pats away happily.
So tell me what you're doing. You take the dough.
I take the dough and put it on my hand, yes? And I put meat, a little meat. I close it, and I put it on the sand, and then we put all this and put it on the soup.
Chef Shlomi tastes the broth and calls for more lemon. Aviv and her friends slide the dumplings in gently. Finally, the kube and other comfort foods cooked at camp on this day are set out for lunch. Chef Shlomi tries a dumpling.
The texture of the dough, really, really good, soft like it's supposed to be. Maybe a little bit salt in the filling, and a bit more vinegar, like lemon.
Aviv rates her work as tasty, but nothing compared to her grandma's kube. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
And we're eager to know what kind of dumplings you like to make. We're collecting photos and stories. Send them to morningedition@npr.org or share them on Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag NPR Dumpling Week.